Well, the search continues for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Today, Malaysian authorities released the transcript of radio chatter between air traffic controllers and the plane, which says the last words heard on the ground were, in fact, "Good night, Malaysian 370. The search is focused now on a huge area in the Indian Ocean, and the U.S. Navy has sent equipment from a robotics company to help. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel reports.
Bluefin Robotics is located in an old shipyard just south of Boston. The facility looks like a cross between a boathouse and a science lab, with tiny wires and computer programs buzzing away. Engineers here build autonomous underwater vehicles, or AUVs. One of them, the Bluefin 21, is now off the coast of Western Australia, waiting for the search area to be narrowed down. Then it will dive a little over 2 miles to about 100 feet above the ocean floor and start taking pictures in the search for Flight 370.
Just put her on top, John.
William O'Halloran runs the Marine Operations Group here. He shows me a slightly smaller version of the underwater robot.
And what this is used to do is conduct searches and surveys of the seafloor.
It looks like a huge, bright yellow cigar. The robot that was sent to Australia is 18 feet long. And once it's deployed, the Bluefin will move along the seabed at the rate a person might jog. And if there's a mountain range down there,
flies up the mountain and then back down again.
The robot often makes a pattern called mowing the lawn. It makes one pass over an area and then comes right back beside it. The whole time it's taking images. But instead of using light waves, it uses sound waves. Two side-scan sonar transducers are located near the front of the vehicle.
They emit what's called a ping, a sound wave, effectively. And that sound wave travels through the water, hits an object on the seafloor, and then returns back to the transducers.
Computers inside the vehicle store that information and then turn it into an image. It's like an ultrasound, but the machine patches lots of images together, like a big mosaic. In 24 hours, the robot can image 40 square miles. Right now, the search area for the missing plane is too large and needs to be narrowed for the Bluefin to be effective. Once the robot has imaged its patch of the ocean floor, it resurfaces to find its mothership. And O'Halloran says recovering the vehicle is one of the more challenging parts of the mission.
Waves moving, the vehicle weighs a lot, the ship weighs a lot, so everything's all moving. You have to make two things move the same. And if you ever tried to take dance lessons, for example, you can understand that that cannot always be the easiest thing.
The images are downloaded to a computer on the ship.
The resolution of the pictures is less than a photo, so objects will look a little fuzzier. It'll be whatever color you want, so you can have it browns or blues, but it's a monochromatic image.
That's David Kelly, president and CEO of Bluefin Robotics. He says this same robot has been used to find aircraft in the past. A few years ago, it helped search for Amelia Earhart's lost plane. And these robotic vehicles have other uses, too. Oil and gas infrastructure, mine detection, underwater archaeology.
Bluefin actually got its start doing oceanographic research work down in Antarctica, exploring climate change around the ice edge.
The development of Bluefin 21 has been 2 decades in the making. Now the underwater robot is ready for action in the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. For Here and Now, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.